Canadian Podcaster online magazine for March 2026. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for pressing play. Thank you for checking out the magazine over at CanadianPodcaster.com. My name is Dave. I live in Ontario, Canada. We created this magazine, which has a monthly edition. It's free. And over at CanadianPodcaster.com, we've created this magazine for one main reason. There are great newsletters. We love them. We read them. We support them. We wanted to do a magazine because it's a little bit more interactive from a visual perspective. I'm a visual kind of guy. And I wanted to put out a magazine where you could actually turn the page. It's a real page turner around here, the Canadian Podcaster online magazine. And I love that for this sake. You can, on your tablet, on your phone, on your computer, wherever you are, you can actually flip through the pages and go back and forward. And I want a little fun little trick. Go to the top or bottom corner of the page and just kind of click and hold. And then move your finger around. And the page moves. It's so cool. I really love what we're building here. And I love that we get to shine the light on you, the great Canadian voices on podcasts who create content for not just Canada, for the world. But I want to celebrate Canadian voices. There's a lot in the March edition. We have another big round of podcasters who are Canadian. So I'd love for you to go support them. We have a lot of events coming up. We've got our very first Canadian podcaster online meetup going on. Oh, you're like, wait a minute, what did you just say? Yeah, we're doing that. We're going to have a Canadian meetup. We have a bunch of Canadian listings for events. Oh my gosh, so many things that we want to focus on. Yeah, check out the magazine. It's available now. What we do as well, just as we were on the topic, we come back on the 15th of the month, halfway through the month, and we just give you an update on what's going on in this month. We also play a little clip from each of the featured podcasters that we have in the March edition 2026 of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. You get to hear a little bit from each of these shows, and we get to shine a light on them. So lots to chat about, lots to talk about. I'm glad you're here. Please share this podcast and the magazine with another Canadian voice in your community. We'd love to grow this. Appreciate that. Let's get into this. Do you know what's happening on Sunday, March 8th, 2026? Well, it's 115 years in the making. It's International Women's Day. And we're celebrating in the magazine. We have links to the website. We have how you can be involved, what you can do to participate as a podcaster. And we want to celebrate the amazing women here in Canada who create podcasts. We have a bunch of great Canadian voices, women in podcasting, here in the magazine this month as well. Be sure to go check out all of their shows. You'll find links to everyone's podcasts in the magazine. It's clickable. You can go right to the podcast and give them a listen, give them a rating, a review, give them some love, and tell them you heard about their show on the Canadian Podcaster online magazine. To all the women in podcasting, thank you for what you do. Thank you for how you show up for your audience and how you build community and how you share your voice in the space. We need more people just like you to get behind the mic and share from your unique perspective. You can reach people that no one else can. And we need you in podcasting. And thank you for being here. To all the women celebrating 115 years of International Women's Day, March 8th, we're here with you. We're celebrating. Go you. Yeah. If you love meeting other podcasters, we have our podcaster meetup, which is ongoing twice a week, every Tuesday and every Saturday on meetup.com. It's for anyone in the world, anyone. It's not just for Canadians. It's for anyone. And we have people who join us from around the world. We have people from France and Italy, Canada, obviously, the U.S. It's amazing. We get to meet great people and talk podcasting, support each other in a community setting. If you are tired of podcasting alone, come join our meetup. We're into our fourth year now of this group, and it's really fun. We get to talk about a bunch of stuff, and you get to meet some of the nicest human beings who happen to be podcasters at the same time. Great combo. Over at meetup.com. If you want a link to it directly, go to howtopodcast.ca. Or how about this? How about you go to the magazine, CanadianPodcaster.com, March edition, and you'll see it there on page 5. It's a link right to it, and come join us. We'd love for you to come join us. It's free. You don't have to pay anything. There's no funnel. And we just talk podcasting. We do this together. Again, we've been doing this for a long time. Every twice a week, we get together, Tuesdays and Saturdays. We need you there. We have a seat for you. We love to have you there. So come to check out our meetup group. Come on. You can do this. We need you. Come on. I think all of us could use some encouragement as podcasters, as creative people. So how about we get some encouragement from Scarlett Classic? She is also writing in this month's edition. She's amazing. She's got a great podcast. She talks about imposter syndrome, and it might strike at any moment. And so you want to know about this. You've got to check out Scarlett, her website, classicchronicles.ca. She's a host of Classic Advice, and Scarlett is one of the most amazing human beings you're ever going to meet. So go check out her article in this month's magazine. If you want to write for the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine, then what's stopping you? Because I'd love to have you on the magazine, sharing your thoughts, your input from a Canadian perspective to support Canadian creatives. Reach out to me. I will take submissions. If you already have a Substack and you've already written an article, then repurpose it. Bring it over to the magazine. Get it in front of a bunch of other people and link back to your Substack. I'd love to support you and promote what you're doing and have you write for the magazine, just like Scarlett Classic, classicchronicles.ca. See what I just did there? Yeah, that could be you. So read Scarlett's article. It's great. And come check it out. We talked about the meetups that we do for the How to Podcast series, one of my other shows. I have 8 other podcasts in addition to this very show you're listening to. So, yeah, the How to Podcast series is doing a daily episode this year, 365 episodes in a row. Not daily, Monday to Friday daily, but daily Sunday to Saturday. Yeah, 365 episodes this year are going out. And we have that meetup group. But we're doing something special this month. First time, I have no idea who's coming. I would love for you to come. But we're going to have a virtual free event, Canadian Podcaster, our pod lounge for Canadian voices and community. If you want access to this, I'll give you the Zoom link. It's only for people from the magazine. It's from Canadians is what we're trying to do here. So I'm not trying to open it up to the world. I love you guys, but we want to focus on Canadian voices for this. If you want to come join the How to Podcast series group, that's open to everybody. This is meant to be for Canadians. So email me, and there's a link right in the magazine on page 13 where you can come and check out this meeting event. It's not on the meetup website. It's private, and it's going to be Saturday, March 14th. 2026 from 2 till 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard or Eastern Time Zone. And you can link right to the email right from the magazine. Please come join us. It's completely free. What we want to do is just meet and kind of have a town square, I guess, kind of thing where we're going to talk Canadian podcasting and help each other, listen to each other's shows. And maybe we'll do this once a week, once a month. I would love to do. And I want to get your feedback. So it's our Canadian voices and community for the Canadian Podcaster Pod Lounge. Come and join us. It's a lounge for podcasters. What could go wrong? Nothing. But we need you there. If you're a Canadian podcaster and you got some free time on Saturday, March 14th from 2 o'clock till 3:30 Eastern, then come check us out. We'd love to have you there. All the information, where would it be, Dave? Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine, March edition. CanadianPodcaster.com. Yes. So we are doing something locally where I live. I live in Niagara, Ontario. And Manisha, the host of the Archery Parent podcast, has helped to bring us all together. And that's what she does. She's great. And we're actually going to be getting together and doing something in person. All the things I do are virtual. Manisha's gone way above and beyond. We're going to be doing the podcast bench. It's a meetup group. It's a new home for podcasters in Hamilton and Niagara, Ontario. So whether you're still picking out your first microphone or you've got 1,000 episodes under your belt, come hang out. We're here to brainstorm, troubleshoot, and finally meet the local voices. There's a page 14 in the magazine has more information about Podbench, links to everything about Podbench. So thank you to Manisha for doing this, for the initiative to pull this together. Hopefully we'll have many, 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 many events coming up where you can come join us. So again, it's for people in Hamilton, Niagara, Ontario. So if you live in that area or you can get there, we want you. So come check out the podcast bench in the magazine for March 2026. Another event, it's coming up in May, so we got lots of time. The Soundwave Summit is also in the event listings. We have Podcastathon. It's going to be March 14th to the 20th. What is this, Dave? Podcastathon is an initiative to feature charities and use our podcast platform to bring light to charities. So Dad Space, another one of my shows, dadspace.ca. Dad Space is featuring Movember, Canada. And what happens is we create an episode, we tag Movember, for me would be Movember Canada, whatever your charity is, you can pick. And this is a website that features all the different podcasts that are participating this year, featuring and sponsoring and focusing their attention on a charity. So you get to be promoted on the website as a contributor, as a podcaster, and your show. One thing is really nice, they have a drop-down menu for all the different countries. So if you just want to filter Canadian shows, there's a little drop-down button, and you can just see the Canadian podcasts, which is what I use for this show, to find people like you and the people that are in the magazine this month. So it's really cool. It's free to sign up. There's a pretty easy onboarding steps. They take you through it all. It's March 14th to the 20th. What you do is you pick one episode that you feature, not only Podcastathon, the event, but also the charity that you are sponsoring or you're pointing your attention to. So participate. Come join us. It's really good. You can register right now and participate anytime between the March 14th to the 20th. A single episode, multiple episodes, whatever you're going to do. But come and join us. All the information at podcastathon.org. It's a great initiative. I highly encourage you to be a part of this. Anything to get your podcast on a website in front of more people is a good idea as well. Another podcast event. I love having all these events. October, I know that seems like forever from now. October 16th to the 17th, it's going to come fast. You'll be like, wait, what? Pod Summit, again, Calgary, amazing event. You definitely got to put that on your calendar. Do it now so you can get the time off work or whatever you got to do to get there. Podsummit.com. After you go through all the different great podcasts listed there, a special shout out to Sharon, who's got a new podcast called The Duh Factor. It's great. She'll laugh when she hears that. A brand new podcast, everybody. A brand new podcast, right? She's brand new. Oh, it still smells so great. I love the smell of a new podcast. Sharon's got a new show, The Duh Factor. If you're a business owner and you want your business to thrive and you want to embrace your customers in the best way possible, like a big hug for your customer base, definitely go check out Sharon's brand new podcast, The Duh Factor, and you will love that. Sharon is also one of the amazing people you'll meet at our meetups that we do on Tuesdays and Saturdays. So if you want to meet the host of The Duh Factor, you can come check out our meetups as well. Sharon, did I do a good job? Okay, good. Everybody, go check out all the amazing podcasters in the magazine. We also talk about our Book of the Month Club, I guess it would be. It's our podcaster library, something to add to your library this month. I have it right here in front of me. It sits beside me like a little friend. It's Steal Like an Artist by Austin Kleon. Austin is encouraging us to go out and be boldly stealing. If you're like, wait, that doesn't sound right. I promise you're not going to get arrested. But he's encouraging you to steal and to do it with flair. Go check out Steal Like a Podcast. That'll be fun. Steal Like an Artist by Austin Kleon. It's our featured book in the bookmark section of the magazine for March. Did you know you can leave us a voice message? You're like, no. Yeah, you can. We have a SpeakPipe link and the magazine, and I would love to hear your amazing podcaster voice. And I would also like to bring your voice into this podcast so people can hear said beautiful podcaster voice. Go to speakpipe.com. There's a link right in the magazine, and you can leave a message for the show. Tell us about your show. Tell us where you are in Canada. Whatever you want to say, and we'll put you into the podcast so we can hear you. I would love, love, love to have this. If you don't have SpeakPipe for your podcast, I would encourage you to go do it. It's free. They have a paid plan, which allows for longer recording time for your people that leave you a message. But for free, you can still get everything you need at speakpipe.com. You can set this up, put this in your show notes, put this on your website, put this in your email signature, whatever, and people can leave you a voice message. The people that use this for my shows love it. Love, love, love it. It's great. It shows up as an email attachment. You can listen to it right from your email, and you can then respond with your voice back to the message. Woo, it's kind of like the thing called the phone, except on the internet and cooler. Speakpipe.com. Leave us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Please leave us a message. Links in the magazine, everybody. We love showing and sharing tools for you as a podcaster. Check out, we have Podlink. Again, that's how we do all the links to all the podcasts that we feature in the magazine. Pod SEO is a great tool for you to get SEO information about your podcast. I know people are like, wait, SEO is only for Google. No. There's podseo.com. Please go check it out. They have free versions for you to try, which I'm using and I love. Also try pod.wave.co, and it's called WavePod. And what it is an AI podcast summary that comes to your inbox. So for your show or your competitor show or the show you don't have time to listen to right now in the moment, it'll give you an AI summary with quotable polls from the episode, timestamps, everything. It is spectacular, and it is free. Hello, people. Can you afford that? Yes. Go check it out. And one other thing, too, if you're a user of Adobe Podcasts to help you sound better and make your guests sound better when they show up with a laptop mic, you know the feeling, you can use Adobe Podcasts, and it'll help you clean that up and make them sound like they actually have a microphone. There's actually a new slider for the paid plan where you can remove music from a podcast. So you don't have the intro music. You can like slide it to the left and the music goes away. You can also download the music itself. Interesting. So Adobe Podcasts, new slider. I just saw it this week when I was playing around in there and went, ooh, what's this button do? That's what the button does. It's really great. Adobe Podcasts. Go check it out. Paid plan is great. I use it every single day. So two other resources I would point you to as a listener of the podcast and a viewer of the magazine, links in the magazine as well, is Pod News. If you like the geeky side of podcasting, you like the techie side and all that fun stuff, and the news about podcasting from a global perspective, then go check out Pod News. That's featured in our magazine, and also Pod the North with Katie. Katie is one of the original people in Canadian podcasting, the voices of Canadian podcasting. She does a lot for the community. She's an advocate for all of us in Canadian podcasting. She deserves a lot of respect. She deserves our full attention. And I love reading her Substack. I love watching what she does online. I got to see her. I didn't get to talk to her at Pod Summit a few years ago, but she is just a huge advocate for all things Canadian and podcasting. So please go check out Katie's podcast and her Pod the North magazine. She also has Canardian, which is a great name. I love that as a podcast. Go check her out. And she's got links in the magazine as well. So there's another awesome resource, Canadian focused around podcasting. Love having that as a resource for all of us. Go check it out. So a huge thank you to you for spending time with the magazine, for spending time listening to this, and I would always love your feedback. I want this magazine to grow. I want this magazine to be a deep, rich resource for you. We'll keep showing up month after month after month. We'll keep creating the content, putting the magazine out there. It's totally free. You can sign up for email updates as well through CanadianPodcaster.com. Thank you for that. For there's a 55-ish people that are there. Thank you for that. Thank you for being there. I appreciate you. And would love to serve you well. So anything you have as far as ideas, anything that we can do to make this thing better, what are we missing? What do we need to do more of, less of? All of that great information, CanadianPodcaster.com. Would love to hear from you through the magazine, through the website, and anything I can do to serve you, I would love to do. So please reach out, let me know, and we'll catch you in the middle of the month for our updates. And hopefully we get to see you on the 14th for our Canadian Pod Lounge. It'd be great to have you there. So I'd love to meet you virtually. So come out and join us. And again, if you live anywhere in Niagara and Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, come out and join our new endeavor of meeting in person. Like we actually get to like look at each other in real, and you're not on a screen. It's gonna be fun. So come check us out. Thanks for being here, everybody. Take care. Happy podcasting. Keep podcasting. Okay. See ya.